Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Kuminga, top of the key, drives left, goes past to Looney, got pushed, foul, bucket good, put him on the line. Kevon Looney, who's been taken out of the rotation. His consecutive game streak went by the board because of it. But he comes off the bench here and gets a bucket with 1:08 to go in the third and a chance for a three-point play. Third foul on Maxi Kleba. Well, the Golden State Warriors lose tonight to the Dallas Mavericks, 109-99. Outscored 33-29 in the fourth, but it really was the start of the fourth quarter that did the Warriors in. Kyrie Irving kind of took the game over with his quickness and his ball-handling ability, and that set up the rest of the fourth quarter. The Warriors were playing catch-up after that. It was 76-70 to start the fourth. Warriors got the first bucket, and then the Dallas would go on a 16-2 run at that point to lead 92-74. And that was that. Warriors would cut it down to 11, but really never seriously threatened the Mavs the rest of the way. Jonathan Kuminga had a good night, 27 points, 8 of 17 from the floor. 17 points for Andrew Wiggins. He was 5 of 12 and had 5 rebounds to boot. And 10 points for Trayce Jackson-Davis with 9 rebounds. But on the other side, Luka Doncic, who left the game with a sore left hamstring, and that's going to be something to be concerned about for Dallas for tomorrow night's game against Oklahoma City. He had 21 points in 29 minutes, didn't shoot the ball all that well, 1 of 6 from 3. Kyrie Irving, 23 points and 10 assists, and had 8 rebounds to boot. He was good, really good in the fourth quarter. But it was also the fives that did some damage to Golden State. Daniel Gafford, 5 of 5. He's now hit 33 straight shots. Supposedly, the record all-time is 35 by Wilt Chamberlain. I'd have to say that if you go back to the 61-62 season where they didn't keep such records or play-by-play, I'm pretty sure with a 50-point season, a game that Wilt averaged that year, he probably had a stretch of that long as well. But I quibble as I like to do when it comes to Wilt Chamberlain. Gafford had 10 points and 6 rebounds. And then Derek Lively, the second, 12 points and 8 rebounds. So great production from the 5 spot tonight for Dallas. Golden State had 17 turnovers, most of those in the first half, but it really didn't hurt them. The turnovers didn't hurt them. Fourth quarter was mostly a shot selection and a Dallas defense, and again, the play of Kyrie Irving that really was the difference maker in that fourth quarter when the game got broken open. Now, for the Warriors tonight, they did make 9 threes, and that means that $4,500 will be donated to benefit local organizations and underserved youth. It's part of the Hoops for Kids program brought to you by Salesforce. Go to warriors.com/kids for more information. It is a promotion we've been doing for years, and we appreciate Salesforce being part of that. Kuminga, by the way, with his 27.9, has scored 20 or more in 7 of his last 9, and it's his 20th 20-point game of the season. Brandon Pajemski had a total of 11 points off the bench and his 16th game of at least a 10-5-5 as he finished with 6 assists and 5 rebounds.